is Wood, the voice of St. Louis.
I'm Sherry Preston. Brutally hot and humid weather spreading far and wide across the eastern half of the country. About 160 million people under heat advisories. ABC's Phil Tate in Brooklyn, New York, where the heat index is expected to hit 100 today and get even worse tomorrow and Friday.
Avoid strenuous physical activity. Drink plenty of water, even if you're not thirsty. You want to ensure that you're staying hydrated. Stay in the shade and out of the direct sun. Wear light, loose-fitting clothes, and put a hat on to protect your face.
Three of the country's biggest egg producers agreed to donate 53 million eggs and pay over $3 million to settle charges of price fixing during the pandemic and the bird flu outbreak. Search teams still at work in Venezuela a week after the deadly earthquakes there. Around 2,000 people are confirmed to have died. President Trump posting about Village People lead singer Victor Willis, who died at the age of 74 this week. The president offering his condolences, calling the YMCA singer a great guy. This is ABC News. In addition to knocking down President Trump's attempts at getting rid of birthright citizenship, the Supreme Court also this week upheld state bans on transgender girls from participating in girls and women's competitive sports. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
A number of women's rights advocates are celebrating it as protection for women's sports. Of course, the president, who's campaigned on these issues, sees it as a quote-unquote big win. But no question for families that are going to be directly affected by these bans that will now take effect. It's devastating, and especially for Becky Pepper Jackson, who I had the chance to spend some time with. This is going to push her out of a sport that she has found a lot of meaning and friendship in.
Pepper Jackson, one of the first to file a lawsuit in the case. A breakaway group of traditionalists.
Today is Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Megan Lynch. There's still a boil advisory in effect for large parts of North and South St. Louis. That advisory issued yesterday. It will remain in effect until midday tomorrow. A City of St. Louis Water Division says a pump at the Chain of Rocks water treatment plant unexpectedly tripped off. So far, no contamination has been detected. Test results typically take 24 hours. A mother is dead after a shooting in a Ferguson gas station. It happened just before midnight at the BP on South Florissant Road, north of I-70. Fox 2 reports it started as an argument inside the store, then ended in gunfire in the parking lot. A 35-year-old mother was inside the gas station buying sodas for her two young children when she was shot and killed. Police Chief Troy Doyle says she was a total innocent victim. The two children are unharmed, but were at the scene when their mother was shot. A man is dead after what O'Fallon, Missouri police are calling an apparent road rage shooting on an I-64 entrance ramp. O'Fallon Police Captain Matt Wolf tells KMOX officers responded to a call for shots fired.
4 p.m., we received a phone call for a shooting that occurred in that area, and officers responded where they found one gentleman who suffered a gunshot and another subject on scene, still on scene.
That victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Wolf says the person who stayed behind believed to be the shooter. The investigation is ongoing. The deadline for the senior tax freeze has been extended for St. Louis County seniors. It comes just a day after the deadline was extended for seniors in nearby St. Charles. A statement from the St. Louis County Council says the change comes after recent computer glitches and other software issues have made it impossible for seniors to apply or renew existing applications. The new deadline is July 10th. The discord between the St. Louis County Council and department heads has reached a breaking point.
County Executive Sam Page is alleging Councilwoman Shalonda Webb threatened physical violence against Health Director Dr. Kanika Cunningham. Page admits he did not hear it firsthand, but has had multiple people report they heard Webb mutter about wanting to punch Dr. Cunningham in the face. Webb's response?
I didn't say that, and no one, including from the county executive office, reached out to me to ask me. Did I make that before people started reporting it?
KMOX was at the press conference where this allegedly happened and did not hear the comments, nor were they heard when reviewing our tape. In a letter to the council obtained by KMOX, Page says all meetings with department heads to discuss their budgets will no longer be private and must be public. Page declined to comment further on his letter. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
At last night's meeting, Page said the county's entire budget process now runs through one single council person.
The budget process is broken. The council has delegated all the authority on appropriations and transfer requests to a single person. Under the rules the council has put into place, not a single budget transfer or funding request moves unless the budget chair says it moves.
Councilman Mark Harder disputed that claim.
The budget committee is a bipartisan committee of this council. We have two Democrats, one Republican, of which I serve on. We have a chair, but the chair doesn't call the shots.
Page also told Council Chair Rita Herdaies during the meeting that an investigation into the threat allegation already underway, saying multiple people have come forward. The company behind the proposed Festus data center out with a scaled-back design. CRG, the development arm of Clayco, presented city officials a new plan. It calls for roughly 600 megawatts across four single-story buildings, about 40% smaller than its original concept. The nearest home is now about 1,200 feet away. The company also launched a new website, festusforward.com, so residents can track the project. But at least one, Lori Merriman, tells our Michael Calhoun that she is skeptical.
What do you see as the biggest differences between what's been talked about so far and this new proposal?
Honestly, not a whole lot, because if you look at the proposal and the fine print at the bottom, it says it's conceptual, and so any of that could change at any time. There, to me, it's a piece to get the residents to feel better, but we're not convinced yet. There's been a lot of trust loss between CRG and the city of Festus and the residents, and just coming with a pretty proposal doesn't make us feel better. We're the show-me state. We need to see changes.
CRG says the new design reflects months of community feedback. A lot of celebrations kicking off today in the St. Louis region, including the O'Fallon Heritage and Freedom Fest. It starts today and runs through Saturday the 4th. That's taking place at the Ozzie Smith Sports Complex. Celebrate 250 kicks off tonight in Alton. It kicks off at 4 this afternoon at Haskell Park and wraps up with the Alton's annual fireworks on the Mississippi Friday night at the Alton Amphitheater. That's at 9:30.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.